Today's a nice sunny day. I'm in Kachkamet, which is in the southeast of Hungary. And I'll be here for quite some time, as mentioned earlier. Last night, as the night before, it was thunder and lightning as far as I could remember into the night. Very little rain. Quite ominous, but it reminded me of the type of thunder, lightning that accompanies the monsoon in Vrindavan, and which gives Radha and Krishna wet but a very good cover to meet at night, because no one else is walking the pathways, no one else is out there, either in the fields or orchards. So despite the rain, despite the mud, despite the blackness of the night and the fearful thunder, still they meet in a kunj, which is obviously either solid domed or that the overhanging trees provide such a leaf cover that neither the wind nor the rain can penetrate, and that way the divine couple can nicely spend the night discussing various topics of transcendental love. But back to this morning, and a equally attractive and interesting subject, and I'm going to just elaborate a little on the Bhagavatam verse which we read here in the temple. And it's a really well-known verse. It's well-known by dint of Srila Prabhupada's purport, and it's found in the fourth chapter of the third canto, where Uddhava was speaking to Vidura, and he says, Nanu te tata samradha rishi kausharavantike shaksad bhagavatada Bhagavatadishto marcha lokan jihashita. And Srila Prabhupada's translation is, Uddhava said, you may take lessons from the great learned sage Maitreya, who is nearby and who is worshipable for reception of transcendental knowledge. He was directly instructed by the personality of Godhead while he was about to quit this mortal world. And now I'll read Srila Prabhupada's purport. Although one may be well versed in the transcendental science, one should be careful about the offense of maryada vyatikrama, or impertinently surpassing a greater personality. According to scriptural injunction, one should be very careful about transgressing the law of maryada vyatikrama, because by so doing, one loses his duration of life, his opulence, fame, and piety, and the blessings of all the world. To be well versed in the transcendental science necessitates awareness of the techniques of spiritual science. Uddhava, being well aware of these technicalities of transcendental science, advised Vidura to approach Maitreya Rishi to receive transcendental knowledge. Vidura wanted to accept Uddhava as a spiritual master, but Uddhava did not accept the post because Vidura was as old as Uddhava's father, and therefore Uddhava could not accept him as his disciple, especially when Maitreya was present nearby. The rule is that in the presence of a high personality, one should not be very eager to impart instructions, even if one is competent and well-versed. So Uddhava decided to send an elderly person like Vidura to Maitreya, another elderly person, but he was well-versed also because he was directly instructed by the Lord while he was about to quit this mortal world. Since both Uddhava and Maitreya were directly instructed by the Lord, both had the authority to become the spiritual master of Vidura or anyone else. But Maitreya, being elderly, had the first claim to becoming the spiritual master, especially for Vidura, who was much older than Uddhava. One should not be eager to become a spiritual master cheaply for the sake of profit and fame, but should become a spiritual master only for the service of the Lord. The Lord never tolerates the impertinence of maryada vyatikrama. One should never pass over the honor due to an elderly spiritual master in the interest of one's own personal gain and fame. Impertinence on part of the pseudo-spiritual master is very risky to progressive spiritual realization. There are a few very interesting points in this verse and in the purport, in addition to Srila Prabhupada's main message, which is not transgressing the Maryada Vitakrama, or impertinently surpassing a greater personality. One important thing is that here Shukadeva Goswami uses the word Antike, staying nearby, that Maitreya is nearby. Now, at the conclusion of this chapter, it's stated that after Uddhava left, Vidura continued to stay by the banks of the Kalindi or the Jamuna. In fact, the place where Uddhava and Vidura met is called Gyana Gudri. It is in Vrindavan, in Vrindavan Forest. It is what is now Vrindavan Town. And at this place, beneath a, I believe, banyan tree, Uddhava gave Krishna's message to Vidura and disclosed his heart about his remembrance of Krishna's pastimes. In the next chapter, Srila Prabhupada points out that Maitreya was in Haridwar. Now, Haridwar is not exactly nearby. Maybe by universal calculations it's nearby, Rishikesh, but Delhi is 120 kilometers and Haridwar is another 180. It's about 300 kilometers between Vrindavan and Haridwar. So it wasn't that Maitreya was just exactly around the corner. Nonetheless, Uddhava decided to encourage Vidura in this way, saying, well, he's not very far away, and probably walking at 20 kilometers a day, it would have been a two-week walk for Vidura to actually find Maitreya. Still, Uddhava was so determined that Vidura, a elderly personality, a senior personality in the sense that he was in the position of one of the universal administrators, because of course Vidura is the incarnation of Yamaraj, that he should also take instruction and surrender to a very senior and recognized person, Maitreya. So this is one interesting point, that close by meant that they were within a 300 kilometer walk. The other is that Maitreya is also called a rishi, or a very learned sage. Why? Because he was adishta. He was instructed by Krishna. But when we read about Krishna's meeting with Uddhava and Maitreya, we see that from both the texts as well as the commentaries by the acharyas, that Krishna was actually instructing Uddhava, and he remained somewhat aloof from Maitreya because Maitreya was a bit of a gyani and was certainly not in the same category as Krishna's cousin, eternal associate Uddhava. So Krishna wasn't directly instructing Maitreya, but he was instructing Maitreya by instructing Uddhava. Nonetheless, Maitreya heard everything that Uddhava was instructed to by the Lord, and therefore he is also referred to as one who was instructed by Bhagavan, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these were two interesting points preceding this principle of Maryada Vyatikrama, which is an element of Vaishnava etiquette, proper conduct. And Srila Prabhupada says that one should be aware of the techniques of spiritual science. So one thing is the tattva itself, one thing is the spiritual science, and the other is the techniques and awareness of the techniques of receiving transcendental science, how to do that, who to get it from, how to treasure that science, how to pass it on to others, how to respect particularly those who actually give Krishna consciousness. And here there's another phrase, tattva samaradhya. One who is worshipable for reception of transcendental knowledge. So the word Radha means to worship. Samradha means a complete process of worship. In other words, in order to receive tattva, to receive transcendental knowledge, the respect and worship given to the guru, to the teacher, to the senior personality must be complete. It shouldn't be defective in any particular way, and it certainly should not be defective that one is seeking to acquire knowledge, the same knowledge. Uddhava had the same knowledge as Maitreya, but one is seeking to acquire knowledge, but not in the proper way. And Uddhava is pointing out that the proper thing for Vidura to do is to go to one who is as elderly as Maitreya, rather than to one who is junior like Uddhava, even though Uddhava could have done that, but especially considering that Maitreya is nearby, a relative term. But even if someone's 2 weeks away, that's considered to be sufficiently nearby to avoid transgressing this law. So techniques of transcendental science, Srila Prabhupada points out, Shukadeva Goswami here is speaking. And he's speaking as he is sitting on the Vyasasan, as the youngest person probably in the assembly. Perhaps the only ones who are apparently look younger are the Kumaras, although they're certainly older than Shukadev. So Shukadeva Goswami is now sitting in the assembly in the presence of his spiritual master, Narada Muni, in the presence of his father, Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedic literatures, in the presence of so many sages. He is speaking. Is he committing Maryada Vitikrama? Obviously not. And why? Because considering the person involved, Maharaj Parikit, considering the nature of the spiritual realization of the personalities present, giving advice to Maharaj Parikit, Shukadeva Goswami was so exalted that all of these other considerations of age, spiritual seniority, and so on, were superseded by his extraordinary position as the son of Vyasadeva, as Sri Sukha, as the parrot of Srimati Radharani, as the associate of Lord Krishna, and in terms of transcendental realization. So these are the techniques of spiritual science one must be aware of. And this sadachar is a extremely important thing, because in Krishna consciousness, it's not just what we are getting, namely transcendental knowledge, that it's important, but who are we are getting it from, who we are practicing it with, who are giving it to. These are all Vaishnavas. And when these Vaishnavas are not properly dealt with, not given proper respect, when we don't know the techniques of transcendental science in regards to these Vaishnavas, we lose even the transcendental knowledge that we get, or at best, it remains just information. It does not become realized. So if one commits Vaishnava aparad, yari Vaishnava aparadi uti hati mata, then one tramples over one's devotional creeper. And that Vaishnava aparad may be something very severe, as in the case of Ramachandra Puri, who criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Ramachandra Khan, who tried to set up Haridas Thakur to fall down with a prostitute. This is heinous Vaishnava aparad, or just not giving the due respect. And not even because one doesn't want to give due respect, just because one doesn't know what the proper respect is. Devotees have to know how to give respect to others, and ignorance is not an excuse. Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna will not tolerate it. And what will be the result? Well, one can expect the following. One loses the duration of life, one's opulence, one's fame, piety, and the blessings of all the world. In his little book called Krishna Bhajanamrita, which I've been studying for other purposes lately, and then Narahari Shakar says that it's the duty of Vaishnavas to know how to worship others. And he points out that the Vaishnavas have to be so discriminating that they have to be able to tell the spiritual strength of Vaishnava guests and be able to worship and receive those Vaishnava guests according to the level of their spiritual advancement. And if they do not, then again they incur sin. Therefore, it's not enough simply to have the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. We have to imbibe the culture of Krishna consciousness. And that culture of Krishna consciousness was more or less based around the service to Vaishnavas. Krishna consciousness is also known as Vaishnav Dharma, which means that it's the exclusive religion of Vaishnavas, but also it's the religion in which Vaishnavas play a role equal to that of Krishna. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru. And Srila Prabhupada so many times makes this point that we should worship Krishna in the same level as we worship Guru or Vaishnavas, but Shakshad Hari, Vaishnavas are meant to be worshipped first, and even if we successfully worship Krishna, Yasya Prasada Bhagwat Prasada, if we don't successfully serve, worship Vaishnavas, then we lose the benefits of service to Krishna. So, keeping in mind this one principle, Maryada Vyatikrama, but there are many other examples of this. One is to accept disciples in the presence of one's spiritual master is called Maryada Vyatikrama, although if the spiritual master orders that it be done, one can do so. To be impertinent, which means that a senior person is speaking and sometimes one may butt in, sometimes one may give advice, or sometimes may speak even in the presence of a senior instead of giving him the opportunity to do so, Maryada Vyatikrama. But this is just one of many maryad, of many rules and regulations that we need to be aware of in the interaction of Vaishnavas, and that's what makes us real gentlemen and gentle ladies. Ignorance is no excuse. We have to educate ourselves in this process, and by doing so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Vaishnavas become ornamented. Otherwise, we're like a person with no clothes. We're like a crown that has none of the jewels in it. It's just a frame, or like a Christmas tree with no ornaments, to give a mundane example. So know what is the proper maryad, what is the principles of spiritual realization and techniques of spiritual science. Srila Prabhupada says, be aware of these. Or, in other words, as he says, to be well-versed in transcendental science necessitates awareness of the techniques of spiritual science, because we are living in a glass menagerie. There's a play written by one American playwright, Tennessee Williams, that is called Glass Menagerie. So when you're in a room full of simply glass vases, glass figurines, you move very carefully, because one quick move and you break them and they're gone forever. So we're also living in the association of Vaishnavas. We should move very carefully, whether those Vaishnavas are junior to us or equal to us or senior to us. There's a proper etiquette in every regard, and at least impertinence, more so even offense, can be committed by not doing the right thing and not knowing how to do the right thing or avoiding the wrong thing. Therefore, Sadhu Shabadan, Vaishnavas, beware. Be very careful. Our greatest asset is the Sangha, the association of Vaishnavas. We should treasure that and learn how to treasure it. Hare Krishna.